Je souhaiterais également.
I'd almost like to also like to respond to a question from Belgium, in a written question on how we improve housing conditions for disadvantaged people. Since 2008, we've been having to deal with a huge tension when it comes to housing crisis because of the economic crisis, etc. But also, it's difficult for these people to have stable homes. Given this situation, the state has increased its emergency housing stock for those people who are particularly in medical distress, psychological or social distress. The emergency housing is now 130,000 places, permanent ones, at the end of 2017, including 4,200 were open last winter, carried over for the summer. The government itself, the recent government, has decided to make this a priority. We have now €1.7 billion for as a total, with a total of €276 million initially. In addition to that, we have 80,000 dedicated for asylum seekers. 4,000 additional places will provide in 2018 and 3,500 in 2019. Added to this, 10,000 exceptional emergency temporary housing places for migrants in Île-de-France. Quite apart from this response for emergency housing, we have medium and long-term steps that we've taken in order to improve housing for disadvantaged people, announced by the President of the Republic on the 11th of September 2017. Toulouse, the plan for Housing First, establishes structural reforms for access for the homeless. The aim is to significantly reduce the homeless in our country over the next 5 years and have lasting solutions for these people to be able to have access to housing. I'd also like to address some of the questions raised by some delegations, including Hungary and the United States, on disability in France. As you know, this is also a presidential priority. And with that in mind, I'd like to give the floor to Madame Karine Martineau, who represents the State Secretary responsible for.